Here we are at the end of the week, believe it or not.
Friday. And it's getting closer to Christmas and all that stuff.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
You got to do it the croon fashion.
Yeah.
I mean, my favorite Christmas tune has always been Father Christmas by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Yeah, I know that about
you. Keith Emerson is gone. Greg Lake is gone. Palmer's the only one surviving. But I just love the message, and I love the tune.
It is good. I like, there are a couple that I have as favorites. One is Temptations and Silent Night.
Oh, yeah.
Long 6-minute version of Silent Night. Boy, that is so awesome. Yeah. And I also like Celebrate Me Home by Kenny Loggins.
Nice.
Yeah, really nice tunes.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. I might have to pull those out and play them.
Get those boys out and spin them.
All right. Will do, just for you.
Thank you. We're doing rivalries today.
Rivalries?
Rivalries.
Okay.
And this is a little bit going back to an American history kind of thing, but rivalries. Not Duke, Carolina, not NC State, Carolina, not whatever.
Not Chapel Hill versus East or
Carver. Right.
Yeah.
What famous rivalry ended rather dramatically in Weehawken, New Jersey, in 1804?
Weehawken.
Weehawken.
Okay.
What famous rivalry ended rather dramatically in Weehawken, New Jersey, in 1804? And if you need a hint, think of a milk commercial.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
919-929-WCHL while Ron stands perplexed.
You can get a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers, the convenient marketplace. Cruisers, where you are.
You're good to go.
Ron Stutz here, reminding you that there are heroes among us, and we want to find them. Performance Auto Mall and WCHL salute hometown heroes every week. But first, you have to tell us about them. These are the people who make our community a better place. They do good things for others simply because it's the right thing to do. Go to our website, chapelboro.com, and nominate someone you know to be a hometown hero. Performance Auto Mall, recognizing hometown heroes for years. Right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
You want to know what famous rivalry ended in Weehawken, New Jersey?
Yeah, 1804.
I don't know.
Remember the milk commercial?
What's it got to do with the milk commercial?
Guy's just eating something, and he needs a glass of milk to clear, but he doesn't have any, and he has a chance to win, like, thousands of dollars, and the answer that he's trying to get out is Aaron Burr.
Oh, Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton.
That's it.
That's right.
July the 11th of that year, a duel ended the rivalry between Alexander Hamilton, who was mortally wounded, and the sitting Vice President of the United States, Aaron Burr.
Hey, you know what? Here, now, these days, I would not be surprised to see that kind of stuff happen. I've always thought it was totally ridiculous that the Vice President of the United States would do that kind of thing. But these days, it doesn't seem so far-fetched, does
Maybe
it?
Maybe you can have a cage match.
Oh, boy, I just... Please. Please, let's do that.
But do you remember the milk commercial where the guy's trying to go, Aaron Burr?
I do.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Aaron Burr. I'm sorry. Click. And he misses out on winning. He needed was a glass of milk.
I do remember that.
Or in this instance, maybe a glass of eggnog.
Or yeah, that's right.
I love.
Gonna stick
eggnog.
With the season here.
Love nog.
It's good stuff.
It is good stuff.
All right.
Well, let's retire to a glass.
Yeah, let's do. Let's do it right now.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later.
Everybody have a great weekend.
We'll go back to the
Hope
refrigerator.
Hope some nog is in your future.
In the back of the studio, we have a refrigerator.
There we go.